In Olympia, Democrats have unveiled their plan to improve the state's roadways and mass transit. They want to spend $16 billion over 16 years for new infrastructure and transit, at the same time combating climate change by reducing emissions. Republican Senator Curtis King says his party wasn't included in those negotiations.
It'll be one of the first packages in transportation that hasn't been bipartisan.
But Democratic Senator Rebecca Saldana says they did consult the Republicans.
What they said was that we need to focus on preservation and maintenance, and this package does that at unprecedented rates. They said that we need to leverage the federal dollars, and we have done that.
The proposal would invest in four new hybrid electric ferries and provide funding for such projects as the Interstate Bridge over the Columbia River on I-5 and the widening of Highway 18.